This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole his face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment. Doubt of pain made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, we've got a new poll out today. This is the Rasmussen poll. Has Donald Trump at 59% approval rating, so let's just call it 60. 60% of Americans approve of what Donald Trump is doing. Amazing. In fact, if you think about it, that's actually better than Obama. Yeah, we've also got a new Gallup poll out. Listen to this. Obama, his overall average approval rating is lower than Nixon or George W. Really? Yes, that's correct. That's correct. It's apparent now that this meeting with the president of Mexico, not going to happen. He's decided he's not going to come here. Donald Trump has, in turn, canceled Cinco de Mayo. But I want to get into this some of these poll numbers here. Now, former president Barack Obama had an overall average approval rating of 47.9%. So let's call it 48%. According to Gallup poll, this was released on Friday, last week. Now, if we look at these numbers, Obama is behind Richard Nixon, who resigned from office, and George W. Bush, who had an approval rating dropped to 25% toward the end of his term. Now, remember, this is average approval rating. Only three presidents had a lower average approval rating since Gallup started doing these surveys in 1945. Gerald Ford with 47.2%, Jimmy Carter with 45.4%, and Harry Truman at 45.4%. It is true that Obama's approval ratings went up toward the end of his term to 57% in the IBD TIPP poll. A number that, of course, got widespread coverage from the press. Remember, we kept hearing from the press. Number one, we heard two narratives going into the last week of Obama's term. And one was this. Remember I told you about this. Trump has the lowest lowest rating of any president, incoming president ever at 40%. And Obama had one of the highest at 57%. Oh, well, guess what? Now, Donald Trump has a 59%. 59%. Obama also got high approval ratings when he first entered office, obviously, which is also widely covered by the press. His approval rating at the time was 75.3%. But Obama's actual approval ratings when he actually governed tell a different story. After his first year, he received sustained majority approval only once during his first term in office, Gallup notes. Shortly after the second term began, his support dipped back into the 40s and did not return to the majority level again until his final year in office. The public liked Obama when he first took office and when he was on his way out, but consistently disapproved of Obama the majority of his time in office. So what can we attribute that to? Obviously, when he came in, everybody was hyped up about it, hope and change. And throughout, he had pretty low percentage of approval rating. And, of course, at the end as he's going out. See, people lie. Okay? And they want to appear as though they're not racist. So when somebody calls and says, hey, do you like Obama? What are you going to say? No, I can't stand the guy. He sucks. No, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I like him. Right? Obviously, you're going to say that. Who's going to say not? I mean, come on. People lie. Gallup reported that Obama's lowest approval rating coincided with the debt ceiling negotiations in 2012, employment, and then ISIS released videos showing the beheadings of U.S. journalists captured overseas. So it's just worth noting that if you look at this Gallup poll now, it's you know, it's pretty low. And if you look at yeah, that's average. So he averaged throughout his term around 47%. Again, lower than average of Nixon, lower than the average of George W. So when the media, again, see, this is a perfect example of how the media is so dishonest, how they lie to you constantly. And you have to be aware. Because I knew that. I knew that when they they were throwing out this story. It wasn't a coincidence that the day before they released the fact that, if you recall, this was a couple weeks ago, I talked about it. Trump has the lowest percentage of approval rating ever. Oh, now he's at, so he jumped up 20 points in a couple weeks. You know why? Because America sees that he's getting stuff done. And they go, whoa, I like this. Today, Trump announced that he wants a 20% import tax to pay for the Mexico wall. Oh, there you go. What did I say? I said to you yesterday, well, why don't you just impose a tax for coming in the country? Or for imports. President Trump intends to pay. This, by the way, this is the New York Post reporting this. I think the Wall Street Journal is too, because I saw this flashing across my screen. President Trump intends to pay for the coming U.S.-Mexico wall with a 20% tax on all imports coming from Mexico, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said today. He said the plan now taking shape would tax imports from countries that we have a trade deficit from, like Mexico. If you tax that $50 billion at 20% of imports, which is, by the way, a practice that 160 other countries do, right now our country's policy is to tax exports and let imports flow in freely, which is ridiculous, Spicer told reporters aboard Air Force One. By doing that, we can do $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall just through that mechanism alone. That's really going to provide the funding. The news came the same day, of course, that the president of Mexico canceled his trip to the U.S. next week after Trump said there was no point to their meeting if Mexico wouldn't pay for the wall. This is something that we've been in close contact with both houses in moving forward and creating a plan, Spicer said of the tax plan, suggesting that congressional Republicans back the proposal. It clearly provides the funding and does so in a way that the American taxpayer is wholly respected. Building a wall on the U.S. southern border, paid for by Mexico, was, of course, the key campaign promise from President Trump. So there you have it. Who's he going to pay for it? Who's he going to pay for the wall? He's not going to build the wall. There's no way he's going to build the wall. Yeah, he's going to build the wall. Yeah, he's going to build the wall. No way he can pull the funding from sanctuary cities. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, he can. Uh-huh. Yeah. He's actually doing what he said he was going to do. Wow. Crazy. We'll be right back. When you feel down and out,
Edward Woodson Show.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Thank you.
back to the show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. It always amazes me, the media, and how they try to push their narrative, right? I've cited so many examples of this where it's like, again, this alternate universe, this bizarro world. Case in point, the inauguration. You know, the inauguration speech. I mean, I was there. I was in the crowd. I saw the crowd. I looked and I saw the people there. And the crowd loved the speech. And the speech was uplifting. It was powerful. Again, he talked about the forgotten man and the forgotten woman. He talked about putting America first. Now, how is that bad, number one? America first is bad. You know, the media. Okay, so if you watch that speech, and again, I was there. I saw the crowd reaction. People were, like, they loved the speech. And you saw the crowd was a very diverse crowd, unlike what the media would have you believe, right? So what's been amazing to me is how Trump has just basically crushed the media narrative and crushed really the media figures. Case in point, Wednesday night. Wednesday night was a major first for President Trump because ABC aired his very first interview as the president of the United States. It was a big get for ABC. Now, the interview questions range from immigration policy to what carpet he chose for the Oval Office. He chose Ronald Reagan's, by the way. But things got awkward for interviewer David Muir when he tried to stick Trump with questions about the Women's March on Saturday. And he tried to stick it to Trump. And this is what's funny. You've got this goofy beta male. Because that's what they all are. They're all beta males. Actually thinking that he was going to somehow pose like a gotcha question. And if you recall, I remember the same thing happened with George Stephanopoulos. When George Stephanopoulos was interviewing another, again, great example of a little beta male. And remember George Stephanopoulos sitting with an interview with Donald Trump. This is during the campaign when he said, "Do you have any regrets?" About, I think it was like what he had said about, I think it was about Hillary Clinton, lock her up, something like that. And then he said, I remember he said to Stephanopoulos specifically, he goes, "Do you have any regrets for giving so much money to the Clinton Foundation?" Bam! Drop the mic. Here's another drop the mic moment here. David Muir. And this is a perfect example and illustrates perfectly how he can take the media, turn it around, and go, "Oh, yeah? Check this out." He did the exact same thing. Exact same thing to David Muir. No. David Muir, so David Muir tried to give him like a gotcha question. Where he goes, "Let me ask you, when you were standing outside, i.e. at the White House, could you hear the voices from the Women's March here in Washington?" So he was trying to say, all those people out there, did you hear them? It was like this symbolic question because they're standing outside. Right near the Rose Garden. Trump's like, no. I didn't hear it. I want to listen to this. Because David Muir is caught completely off guard, and he has no idea what to say or how to respond. This is classic. And trust me, you're going to see this all the time. That's why I say it's like a gift every day. It's like a gift every day. Let me play this for you. This is the exchange with David Muir. Okay? Listen. Here we go.
Could you hear them from the White House?
No, I couldn't hear them, but the crowds were large. But you're going to have a large crowd on Friday, too, which is mostly pro-life people. You're going to have a lot of people coming on Friday. And I will say this, and I didn't realize this, but I was told, you will have a very large crowd of people. I don't know, as large or larger. Some people say it's going to be larger, pro-life people. And they say the press doesn't cover them.
I don't want to compare crowd sizes.
No.
I don't want to compare crowd sizes. He had no idea what to say. Listen.
You shouldn't. But let me just say, what they do say is that the press doesn't cover them.
I want to play that for you again.
Could you hear them from the White House?
No, I couldn't hear them. But the crowds were large. But you're going to have a large crowd on Friday, too, which is mostly pro-life people. You're going to have a lot of people coming on Friday. And I will say this, and I didn't realize this, but I was told, you will have a very large crowd of people. I don't know, as large or larger. Some people said it's going to be larger. Pro-life people.
Like he had no idea what to do, what to say. He's like completely. He's stammering. I don't want to compare a crowd size. No, dude. He's saying, you guys push your own narrative. You're not talking about the right to life march. You're talking about the right to abortion march. Because that was an abortion march. Again, regardless of how you feel about abortion or not, that was an abortion march. It wasn't a woman's march. This is a perfect example of what we're going to see, where he pushes back the media. See, in the past, that would have worked. That would have worked, because it was almost like he was trying to shame him by going, did you hear all the other voices? And you're supposed to go, oh, yeah, I did. And, you know, we're trying to bring everyone together and be inclusive and blah, blah, blah. No. He's like, no, I didn't hear him. But we're going to have a large crowd on Friday. Are you going to cover that? Are you going to cover the pro-life march? As much as you guys covered the abortion march? Every day he exposes the media and he pushes back. And again, have we ever seen any president, not in my lifetime do I recall anybody, not in my lifetime, not in modern times, have I ever seen anything like this? And the dizzying pace by which he is accomplishing stuff. Like a boss. I mean, that's what he's doing. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling. Baby, I'm not cooling.
Welcome back. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. All right. I want to go back to this David Muir interview last night. So one of the things that, again, disconnect between media, between reality, bizarro world, and real world, okay? Was this interview with David Muir. He talked about Donald Trump. Talked about, basically, this is what I love about Donald Trump, is the media will ask him a question, and he will basically turn it around and answer the parts that he wants and to get his message out. I mean, he's such a masterful communicator. It's amazing, really. And it's amazing how he handles the media, and he gives it right back to them. Which, again, no one's ever done before because they feel like they're scared of the media and they think, oh, I better not do that because then they're going to write bad things about me. He doesn't care. So, the speech that Donald Trump gave on Saturday. On Saturday, he goes to the CIA. He gets a standing ovation from everybody there. He gets the rank and file of the CIA that are there in the crowd love him. Because most of them probably voted for him, right? So he called out David Muir and specifically the network for how they handled the coverage of that speech. And I've got another example after I play this for you. But just hold on. I want you to listen to this. This exchange with David David Muir. Again, another estrogen-filled beta male. Okay, listen.
Those were Hillary votes.
Mr. President, I just have one more question on this. And it's bigger picture. You took some heat after your visit to the CIA in front of that hallowed wall, 117 stars of those lost at the CIA. You talked about other things, but you also talked about crowd size.
See, this is what they're... See, you see? This is what the media is concentrating on. Crowd size, the Women's March. Listen to what he says.
Inauguration, about the size of your rallies, about covers on Time magazine. And I just want to ask you, when does all of that matter just a little less? When do you let it roll off your back, now that you're the president?
Okay, so I'm glad.
So listen to what he says. He goes, I'm glad you asked me that. And I want you to understand why I do what I do, dummy.
So I went to the CIA, my first stop. I have great respect for the people in intelligence and CIA. I don't have a lot of respect for, in particular, one of the leaders, but that's okay.
John Brennan.
I have a lot of respect for the people in the CIA. That speech was a home run. That speech, if you look at Fox, okay, I'll mention it in your network, we'd see what Fox said. They said it was one of the great speeches. They showed the people applauding and screaming, and they were all CIA. There was nobody. Somebody was asking Sean, well, were they Trump people that were, we don't have Trump people, they were CIA people. That location was given to me. Mike Pence went up before me, paid great homage to the wall. I then went up, paid great homage to the wall. I then spoke to the crowd. I got a standing ovation.
You would give the same speech if you went back?
Absolutely.
In front of that wall?
People loved it. They loved it. They gave me a standing ovation for a long period of time. They never even sat down, most of them, during the speech. There was love in the room. You and other networks covered it very inaccurately. I hate to say this to you, and you probably won't put it on, but turn on Fox and see how it was covered and see how people respond to that speech. That speech was a good speech. And you and a couple of other networks tried to downplay that speech, and it was very, very unfortunate that you did.
I am curious about the first full day here at the White House, choosing to send the press secretary out into the briefing room, summoning reporters to talk about the inaugural crowd size. Does that send a message to the American people that that's more important than some of the very pressing issues?
Part of my whole victory was that the men and women of this country who have been forgotten will never be forgotten again. Part of that is when they try and demean me unfairly, because we had a massive crowd of people. We had a crowd. I looked over that sea of people.
You see, what he's saying is, look, you guys are reporting falsehoods. You guys are lying. He's pushing back. And he's like, that's not going to happen anymore. I'm going to push back. You see, Trump's not... let me explain something. Trump's talking to the base. Trump's talking to the Trump voters. Trump's talking to the Trump coalition. These guys in the media, they didn't vote for Trump. The establishment of both parties, they didn't vote for Trump. He's talking to, once again, the people. He's going right to the people. And so, here's what I don't understand about the media. They still don't get it. Like, they're just idiots, really. They're idiots. I don't understand how these people still have jobs. Because they clearly, the only thing they can do is read from a teleprompter. They can't think empirically about anything. They can't figure out Trump and what he's saying. We know what he's saying. The cab driver knows what he's saying. The guy picking up my trash knows what he's saying. The dry cleaner knows what he's saying. The shoe cobbler knows what he's saying. How is it these guys, these geniuses, don't know what he's saying? I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. How is it they don't know? They have no idea. Now, if you listen to the end of that exchange, he says, no, you guys were talking about the crowd size, and I'm a counterpuncher. He's always been a counterpuncher. That's what he does. He counterpunches. Oh, really? You're going to come after me? You're going to talk about the crowd size? Boom. I got your crowd size. Here you go. David Muir. Oh, you want... And by the way, notice how David Muir talked about, oh, did you hear the people? He's like, oh, no, I didn't hear the people. But are you going to report about the pro-life march? Huh? You going to report that on Friday? Because there's going to be a huge march on Washington. Are you going to report that? Oh, really? I don't want to compare crowd size. Oh, well, is that all you got to say, dummy? And they're still obsessed with it. Well, President Trump, what about, the crowds? And how is it that, why did you talk about the crowds? Don't you have more important things to talk about? No, what he's telling you is don't you have more important things to talk about? Why don't you ask him about the executive orders? Why don't you ask him about the wall? Why don't you ask him about catch and release? Why don't you ask him about sanctuary cities? No. He's still asking about the wall. I mean, I'm sorry, not the wall. The crowd size. And he's going to call you out. And they have no clue how to deal. Like, you'd think that they would be smart enough to get it now. I mean, how long is this going to go on? Because I got to say, from a personal standpoint, it's a treat for me. I mean, honestly, it's like I come down. It's like I'm like the little kid. And I come down every day. And there's a brand new red bicycle underneath the tree. And a pony. And a pony. Okay? Every day. Every day. It really is. I mean, this is better than watching The Housewives, man. This is better than any reality show you could ever watch. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At 2CN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Is the number here. 877-317-6432. I want to play this for you. You heard in the last segment there where Trump was talking about a speech at the CIA. Now, again, I watched that speech, and every time I got to tell you, this dissonance that occurs with the media, because I'm telling you, I watched the inauguration speech, the speech at the CIA, and I saw nothing but positivity. It's again, the media. I don't know what speech they're watching. Seriously, I don't know what they're watching. Michael Shmerkanish, who, has a show on, CNN called Shmerkanish. He's this, a radio guy. He's based in Philly. This guy is a freaking idiot. Seriously. And CNN touts him as being, and the selling point's always been, oh, well, he's a very bipartisan guy. He's right down the middle. No, he's not. He's a leftist. Okay? He's a leftist. I want you to listen to him talking about the CIA speech. Okay? And again, this follows along with this media narrative of dark. He called it, he said it was unsettling. I want you to listen to this. This is funny. Now, I want to set this up, too, by saying to you, he talks about the partisanship of the people in the crowd because they dared to, applaud the president, their president. These are people in the intelligence community. And Michael Shmerkanish would have us believe that, you know, the people that are in management positions there are not political at all. Right. Okay. Give me a break. But anyway, listen to this.
I thought that the speech last Saturday at the CIA was really unsettling. And ooh. I'm not thinking so much of the president's comments because, for better or worse, I've come to expect those sort of things from him. But, Allison, what's deeply troubled me has been the audience reaction. You know, the idea that bashing the media would be and get such an applause line.
The idea that bashing the media would get such an applause line. Does he not get it that the approval rating for the media is less than Congress? Does this guy not get that, what's going on here? See, this is, again, this dissonance that occurs with these people. It's really unsettling. Anyway, listen.
I think is problematic because this was not exactly a Republican fundraiser. This was not a Tea Party event. This was not the National Convention. So I've wanted to know, who were the people in that room?
Oh, they were people that work for the CIA. They're patriots. They're government workers. And so by the last 8 years has been a nightmare for them, too, dude. Okay. Are you that clueless? Listen.
Would feel comfortable applauding such partisan remarks.
Ooh.
There's differing commentary and reportage as to how much of that audience was comprised of CIA folks. It was a Saturday. And how many were there as part of the Trump entourage. So that's what's always stood out to me. The comments that he made yesterday, though, I mean, equating the size of the standing ovation with one that was afforded to Peyton Manning at a Super Bowl victory, I mean, that was just odd to me.
It was odd, and his speech was very unsettling. I don't understand, you know, why they would applaud when he talked about the media. Listen to this again. Listen to this again. I want you to listen to this again. This guy's an idiot. Okay? Listen. Because, I mean, this is what they really think here.
I thought that the speech last Saturday at the CIA was really unsettling.
Ooh.
And I'm not thinking so much of the president's comments because, for better or worse, I've come to expect those sort of things from him. But, Allison, what's deeply troubled me has been the audience reaction. You know, the idea that bashing the media would be and get such an applause line, I think is problematic because this...
He can't believe it. The idea that they would clap and applaud, bashing the media. Yeah, dude. You don't get that? Are you kidding me? What is wrong with these people? Seriously. The idea that he would bash the media is a very unsettling to me. See? It's very unsettling. And then, you know, and then he goes on to say, but who are these people? It's no different. The rank and file of the CIA, I don't think they're very much different from the rank and file of the union members. Who went for Trump? I bet you the rank and file members of the CIA, I guarantee you majority of them voted for Trump. Guarantee it. In fact, in that speech to the CIA, he got a huge round of applause, and Trump even mentioned in his speech, I know a lot of you people probably voted for me. And they clapped. They acknowledged and said, yeah, we did. We did. But the media, they can't believe this. It's very unsettling. Very dark. Are you kidding me? And if this is going to go on for the next 8 years, people, you are in for a treat. Let me tell you. That's what I tell everybody. I'm telling you, you got to watch CNN because it's so hilarious. I mean, it is. Do yourself a favor. Like, every day. Like, I get home. I'm not kidding you. After I do the show, I go home and I turn CNN on. Until, of course, Tucker Carlson comes on. I can't even watch O'Reilly anymore. Okay? He's so milquetoast. But I just... I watch CNN just because it's so funny. Just to collect, like their faces are melting off of them as they're speaking. It's like they can't believe this is happening. And then they concentrate on the dumbest things. And I really do believe that Trump's doing this on purpose now. He's messing with them totally. I mean, that's what he's doing. He's like, oh, okay, really? You want to concentrate? Here's something for you. Boom. And they just run with it. And they've done it throughout the... They did it throughout the campaign. We would throw stuff up. I mean, going back to, like, him calling, calling people out with their names. Little Marco. Lion Ted. Crooked Hillary. I mean, and the media just went with it. They reported it. They went with it. And all they do, they're doing his bidding. That's all they're doing. Because they showed their disconnect. And all it does is reinforce why we hate you. That's all you do every day. You reinforce why we hate you, why nobody likes you, and why people voted for Trump. If you want to know why people voted for Trump, just look at yourselves. David Muir. Michael Smirkanish, George Stephanopoulos. I mean, look in the mirror. If you want to find out why it is Donald Trump won and you're still searching for the answers, that's why he won. He won because of you. Thank you very much. He won because of you. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. Do not go anywhere. I mean it.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.